Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. Yellow, yellow, yellow. Welcome to a new episode of the Inspire Design Create podcast, friends. What is going on in our world today? As of today, July 28th, me recording this, Sony has released their long-awaited Sony A7S Mark III. Looks like a camera that honestly should have came out like two and a half years ago. That being said, they at least came out with the camera. So many Sony Alpha shooters are happy. Many Sony pro filmmaking cinematographers and filmmakers are very, very happy that this camera finally came out. Again, a little bit kind of late to the game compared to what Panasonic has been doing for a while. Fuji to a certain extent. And then obviously with the recent release of the Canon EOS R5 and R6. But besides the point, today we're talking about something different. Still in the realm of filmmaking. But is lens diffusion, is it just hype? I don't know how many of you have ever used Black Pro Mist or Hollywood Black Magic filters or any kind of like diffusion filters that are meant to create a different look in camera. And often we talk about creating looks in camera rather than creating looks in post. And I you know, at least for me, I prefer to get things in camera. And then if things do need to be tweaked around in a certain way, then obviously in the DI in post-production is where we can do those things, right? But for lens diffusion, you can kind of think of it as sort of like high-end sneakers, right? There's Nike, there's Adidas, there's Asics, there is Under Armour. I think those are probably the main ones, right? And they all kind of do the same thing, right? They're all sneakers. But they are for different purposes, right? They have ones for running. They have ones for like all-purpose training or cross-training. They have ones meant for like powerlifting and Olympic lifting. They have ones for soccer, for baseball, for football, right? They're all a sneaker, but they're all tailored to different things, different performance tweaks, different traits, different characteristics. And that's the same thing with lens diffusion. If you ever look at an image that has lens diffusion, there's always something different about it. There's a quality that reminds you of like older film cameras, right? It's a way that they can suppress highlights and help to roll off the highlights, not in a very like very specific or direct way. It's a very subtle way. There's characteristics of having highlights bloom to a certain effect, right? That you would get. Say with like older vintage lenses, there is the increase in contrast, very necessarily just kind of raising your blacks a little bit in camera, so that way you get more information to play around with in post. There are certain things that they do to skin tones, where they can help reduce blemishes, reduce wrinkles, or you know, create more of like a grainy texture. So that's why we use lens diffusion. But you know what I've seen recently, in the past, like, you know, 2 or 3 years, is it's becoming more of like a fad where people are just buying lens diffusion without understanding what it's actually doing, right? They maybe see a YouTube video or they read an Instagram post or a website, and they're, you know, the person is raving about like Black Pro Mist, for an example, right? Again, nothing wrong with Black Pro Mist. Personally, I don't like Black Pro Mist. I prefer Black Satin. I prefer Black Glimmer Glass. That's just a preference. But there's sort of just like a fad, right? It's like someone says Black Pro Mist is the end all be all, right? If you're not using Black Pro Mist on everything, your images are going to look too video, too fake, or whatever the term that they're going to use, right? But they don't necessarily go into like why they actually use the lens diffusion, how it's shaping the images that they're looking for. And again, like lens diffusion is just another tool that we use. Same thing with like lenses. Certain lenses have different characteristics, and certain types of lens diffusion have different characteristics. So if you want your highlights to bloom to a certain extent. If you, you know, say you want more of like a milked, like a washed out image, that's the look you're going for. Say you're looking just for a little hint in skin tones and in the texture specifically, right? Skin texture specifically, you want more of like a refined look. There's diffusion for that. If you want less of a defined look, a smoother look, then there's diffusion for that. But it's definitely not hype. It's definitely, you know, lens diffusion is definitely there for us as filmmakers to be able to create the images that we want. But you need to know exactly what they do, right? So for instance, on my YouTube channel, I have a review on Black Satin. I also have a review on Black Glimmer Glass. And when you see the differences, hopefully you can tell the differences, you can see like lens diffusion adds more character to the image. And that has to deal with the fact that, you know, say for a certain project, maybe it's like a beauty commercial, high fashion commercial, something like that. Maybe you do want more of like a dreamy look to it. And one way to get that dreamy look is by using, glimmer glass, right? To kind of give a little bit of a shine to the image to help suppress our highlights. So that way we're not, you know, clipping too much. And also to like suppress the highlights, to bloom the highlights to create more of like a dreamy, ethereal look to the image. So again, you know, lens diffusion is a great tool for us to use. They come in different sizes though, you know, so I have 82 millimeter filter sizes. I have full 4x565 filters for matte boxes. Obviously the larger ones are going to be really expensive. You know, like my Black Glimmer Glass from Tiffin, it's like $450, right, just for one 4x56 filter. That could be very, very expensive for a lot of people. There are other budget options. I feel like Prism Lens Effects, you know, Jacob Owens from the Buff Nerds, his company creates like a Dream Effects filter that pretty much is in the line of like Pro Mist / Black Magic filter / Glimmer Glass, right? That realm of diffusion filters. But very, very affordable. Like a 4x565 of one of his filters is only like $127, something like that, which is very, very, very affordable. Definitely take into consideration the projects you're looking for, and hopefully you want something just a little bit different from your images, right? So the combination of like your lighting, the combination of your composition, the combination of like set design, the lenses that you're using. Maybe you want like, you know, dirtier lenses to take away that digital feel. You want more of a raw feel to things, sort of like maybe like something like Fight Club, just really raw and grimy, right? Or like the girl with the dragon tattoo, just really raw and grimy, even though the lenses are freaking sharp. To kind of add a little bit more to it, you can look at lens diffusion to help you out in creating an image that is very unique, that isn't something that you just see all the time. Another aspect of lens diffusion is there's multiple strengths. So take, for instance, glimmer glass, right? You have like an eighth, you have a quarter, you have half, you have one, and that's basically increasing the intensity of the effects of the filter or of glimmer glass. So if you just want a little bit of something very, very unnoticeable, something like an eighth is perfect, right? Kind of just to take off the digital flavor of our sensors these days, right? Or especially if you're combining a digital sensor with a very, very sharp piece of glass, like say like Sigma Art Glass. And then if you go to, say, a quarter strength, you're getting a decent amount of the effects of like the blooming effects, the highlight suppression of the raised contrast. And then if you go to like a one, you really see the effect, right? That's where you want your audience to clearly identify that something is going on in the image, right? And it keeps their curiosity up. It keeps their interest in the image up. And it could also help you out with the look that you're going for in camera. So lens diffusion is definitely not hype. You have to understand what it's doing, how it can help you out. And again, not to feed into like fads of someone saying, you know, use this one, and then not really, you know, looking at the work, not really seeing why this person is using it. It's just him or her saying, you know, use this, right? So you're being sort of strong-armed into thinking that a filter can help you out. And again, I think that's why a lot of people, you know, can argue that lens diffusion is simply just hype. But for me, I love lens diffusion. I use it 90%+ of the time. Again, it just gives my images something different. Whether I'm using black satin or whether I'm using black glimmer glass, it's just something a little bit different to the images. And it also helps out in kind of creating shots that that normally would just look kind of like ugh, you know, or kind of just really plain. You can make the image in camera look a little bit more refined, a little bit more defined, by, you know, say having a practical in the back that's just blooming a little bit, or maybe you notice their skin texture, right? Maybe the way that the light is falling onto their skin is adding just a little bit of like a shine, not like a light shining on them, but sort of like a sparkle, I guess is the only word I can use, right? It's like a little sparkle in their skin tone, in their skin texture. And that is it for today's episode on diffusion. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys haven't rated my podcast, please do so. I highly invite you guys to rate my podcast. Let me know if it's something you like or don't like. Subscribe to my podcast as well, just so you guys can get more of the information, more of the interviews, more of my thoughts on filmmaking, cinematography, and also on the business side of things as well too. And then if you guys are looking at buying the Sony A7S III, let me know. I'm very interested in who is purchasing this camera. All right, I will see you guys in the next episode.